I've already put 4 miles in, and I've already gone to the grocery store and made lunch. All
I
right, here.
went. I went to the community college. Had a meeting with Robert. Drove to Learfield. Had a meeting with Adam Witten.
There we go.
And I'm home now, and I'm doing Hand in the Dirt. And I'm finishing We're Not All Like This today. I got an interview with Gorwitt Jr. in the afternoon.
There
We're
you go.
we are all grinding. Like, the grind is real in August for all of us.
You know what? Let's start. Let's start this.
Not a movie guy. I wear my shoes inside. Well, it's been a while, so put your hands together and let's grow together. Yeah, let's grow forever.
Welcome to Hand in the Dirt, a Guardian podcast about football and really a lifestyle podcast. Stephen Hartzell, how's your lifestyle doing?
Football season's here. I mean, the games haven't started, but it's here. So,
yeah.
Life is good.
I love it. I dig it. Michael Cerber, a.k.a. L_Cerberino. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing phenomenal. I was called Mr. Cerber all morning yesterday.
How was that?
That was new. It was nice. I liked it. I started learning names. It's really hard. I have 21 students in my three classes I'm teaching. 21, but one of them is only taking one of the classes. So I have 20 students basically in all those classes that have to learn their names. And I felt like by the end of the day, like half of them got it.
Yeah, good. Yeah. I mean, it's all about repetition, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same. Like, here's the thing. You got a class roster, don't you?
Oh yeah. Like I was like looking down. I was doing recognition. Like I've got a photographic memory a little bit. So I was like looking at faces, looking at names, looking at faces, looking at names.
Is there a way for you to do the Stephen Hartzell? Because Hartzell, we know what you do.
What do I do?
When you go to media days, what do you do?
I mean, I think Cerber's a prime candidate to answer that question. I don't know what I do. I mean,
you don't put a picture next to the name of the player?
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, I print the internet. I print player bios. Yes.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about.
It's not crazy what he's asking you, Hartzell.
In fairness, like I've seen TV crews, they do this too when they're doing games, like basketball games. They've got the sheet. They've got the one sheeter with everybody's face on it. And they're constantly like they're using it as a reference. I'm talking about the camera operators.
Yeah. And see here's the thing. In football, that doesn't matter.
Nah.
When you're calling a game, because you can't see what their face looks like anyway, so it's just numbers. But I still have, in this box right here, I still have every one-sheeter from my from the couple games that I've called. All of them. Like, when I was calling 7-on-7, when I did the high school football games, I still have all those things. So, buddy, Pulaski Academy, we got it.
Let's shout out producers and camera people for college football games specifically because of the duplicate numbers rule that we have in college football. I can't tell you how many times the cameraman, like they've said, you know, so and so, but then the cameraman pants like the DB who wears that number, and
Which
then they have
hard,
to do a quick
it's
cut. It's hard, man. It is. It is.
And shout out to the directors too.
Yeah, they're like cut. That's not him. That's not him. You know, like. I can hear it now, and I bet it's really calm. But that is a thing that,
dude, that's
4 hours
of
madness. Like
that's
the last 10 years. That's the last 10 years that has started to be common. I don't.
Yeah.
Did you have that at UNC, Felder?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I actually
duplicate number guys.
Yeah, I was the same number as Ronnie McGill, who was our starting running back. And then people don't know this, but when you practice in a different jersey. Like, as a scout team guy, you practice in the jersey, because they
the
need
team
to identify.
That you're playing.
They need to be able to identify numbers. So, like, my first week on campus, I was Antonio Cromartie. And so I was wearing, what was he, number 26? I don't remember what number he was. I know he was 20, maybe 26. Whatever number Antonio Cromartie was, I was that number my first week of college, of game day, game week practice. And then I was this guy, and I was this guy from Louisville, and I was this safety, and I was this guy. I remember Cromartie specifically because they would call a defense, and then the GA who ran scout team would say, his name was Nick Shirelli. He works for the Broncos now, I believe. Shirelli would go, Felder, you play man-to-man. I was like, well, the defense says we're playing cover 4 or we're playing cover 3. They're like, but this guy, he plays man-to-man. That's all he does.
Yeah.
He don't do nothing else. So here's the crazy thing. My dad, I'm sure my dad or my mom, either one of them, has this photo. I was on the front of the sports page of the Charlotte Observer because of this whole double number scenario. Because I was wearing number four. Our quarterback, Darian Durant, wore number four. But I was number four for Boston College. Not number four for UNC. But they had it where me, myself, and Khalif Mitchell, they took a picture of it. They looked at the roster. They said, okay, number four, number whatever.
Yeah.
These are the, look at these guys. And it was like Darian Durant and so-and-so having a quick conversation about practice over at Charlotte Country Day. And I was like, oh, wow. They thought I was Darian Durant because I was wearing number four. What you don't see is it's a black and white photo. It's an orange jersey.
Yeah.
So, yeah, shout out to those guys that get that work done. It's hard. It is hard. It's a lot of work to get done. And obviously, by the way, you're not alone because all the kids are going back to school now. My kid's got, she's got 10 days, I guess, maybe before she starts school. But every teacher's going to have to go through that roster and figure it out. And I do wonder if pictures make it easier.
I bet it would. It would for me. I know that. Like if I could come home and I just had like a yearbook picture, you know, like the yearbook portrait and the roster, and I could just, honestly, I think I would need 10 minutes. If I could have 10 minutes with that, I would know all their names the next time I saw them.
So this would be the same as my spreadsheet that I have where I just write things about the people.
Felder, can I be honest with you? I'm going to create a spreadsheet for these students. it seems like the best thing to do to remember. Like, because I do remember there's one guy, I don't want to give this kid's name away, but he has his name is like a slightly different spelling of a famous R&B singer from the late 90s, early 2000s, which is awesome. And he told me he wanted to be an actor. But, like, I think I'm only remembering that because of his name, because he has this R&B singer name. And I guess I could say it, and we could bleep it out. What time code do you have, Hartzell?
Steven is going to the bathroom.
Jesus. Anyways, I will say the name. But, like, I don't think – I think if it wasn't for the R&B singer name, there's no way I remember that kid was like
– when I remember
request was like, I want to be an actor. But now I remember it. But I know that if I had a spreadsheet for, like, a Steve – and I don't have a kid named Steve, but, like, a Steve – I'm not going to remember that he wants to be an actor because the thing that I'm actually being triggered by is the name.
Sure.
So it's like, if I had a spreadsheet that I could look at and I could just do Steve actor, Steve actor, Steve actor, Steve actor,
Can we guess his name?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Omarion.
Nope.
Genuine.
Nope.
Genuine.
Neo. Nope.
Yeah.
You were closer with the first two, I feel like.
If you're horny, let's do it. Ride it, my pony, my saddle.
And this guy's more of a rapper, I think, than a singer, it would be safe to say.
Jump. More of a rapper than a singer.
More of a rapper. Maybe it's not R&B, really. That's probably not.
No. Time code on the show, 1549.
Thank you. I need to bleep that kid's name out.
We'll just bleep his name out, but definitely a rapper.
Yes. Yes. Not an R&B singer. My bad.
We don't have to delete that he was in the locks because there are three people in there.
Yep.
It could be any of those three names. They don't know. Yep. Guess what? You're going to be left wondering.
Yeah, you got no clue.
Hartzell, what's your morning been like? Because this sounds like you're in the hustle and bustle, my man.
No, it's just getting these school radio networks off the ground. I mean, Cerber knows. Everybody comes out of their holes this time of the year. They're poking their head out of the cave, and they're like, hey, what are we doing? So it's been a lot of hand-holding. I had a call with UCLA this morning, and we're breaking in a new radio engineer. And the Rose Bowl is a beautiful place to watch on TV. It is a nightmare logistically.
It's old.
It's old. It's surrounded by mountains. It's in a valley.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things that don't work very well there, like wireless microphones, cell phones.
Yeah, what do you guys? You guys use like Teradex or no?
I can't tell you what we're using. Honestly, I don't even know if it's legal. there's just a lot of logistical things, and the devil's in the details on how this stuff gets on the air. So, yeah, that. And then we have my son's birthday party this weekend. Back to school is in 5 days.
Yeah.
Teacher meetings. I am so close to being in my routine. Work.
Which, that's good.
I need it badly.
So, yeah, same.
So the next couple days, getting to that routine, being able to drop my kids off at 7:45 every day. Yeah, it's not great for me. But I will say that, like, exercise and just having, like, 60 to 90 minutes every day by myself
Yeah.
Game changer.
Yeah. Dude, I'm.
Because that's all I get, buddy. That's it. That's all I get.
Dude, I'm. Listen, I hit 4 miles in 1 hour just power walking.
Are we going to talk about the Mech Mile? Is that are we ready to go public with that yet?
What is it? I saw. Didn't Miller post about it?
Yeah, but I thought there was some dialogue between you and him about some sort of a race or a time that.
No, that was the turkey trot where I said I could win the turkey trot.
Okay.
Which I'm not going to do that.
But the turkey trot is 3 miles.
Yes.
That's a 5K. So I'm thinking.
Yes, a 5K.
I'm thinking 1 mile. What if there was a goal?
Hang on. Hartzell, are you attempting to challenge a D1 athlete to a physical, a test of physical prowess?
Not me personally, but I thought I had heard
on Miller's behalf.
I thought I had heard that there was going to be a challenge.
No, I said I could win the turkey trot, the South Park turkey trot, and Miller was like, absolutely not. And I was like, well, we'll see. I'll work on it. And then, I just haven't been running. I ran a couple days and my whole body went insane. And I was like, well, this is probably not good if I keep doing this. My knees are going to fall off and my ankles are going to break apart.
Yeah.
1 mile, though. Oh, God, this kid's coming over already. Fuck me. God damn it. It is 11 in the morning.
See, this is why school needs to start. By the time this episode comes out, school will have started. And the Hartzell household will be. Are you not there?
No, it's the 28th.
Oh, dude. I'm sorry.
Ours is the 28th. Next week, I got open house.
Yep.
From 4 to 5. And here's the thing. It's open house. You know what that fucking means to me? Open house. Come in those hours. There they are. There's the other kid. They're both here.
Choof.
I don't care. If my kid gets out of the house, go for it. It doesn't bother me because it seems like they're not going to the pool today, even though it's nice temperatures. Today's the day I would go to the pool. It's a little bit foggy, a little overcast. Today's the day I would go to the pool.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so it looks like my kid's got her two friends are here. So good deal. Uh-oh, no. Looks like my wife said no. There we go.
Oh, dang. Savannah cannot come out and play.
There we go. So not my kid, not my problem. Well, she is my kid, but she's still not my problem right now. I am working.
Yeah, you're working.
It's next week we have open house, and here's the thing. My wife is a former teacher. She wants to be there on time. But it's open house.
Yeah, any time within that 2-hour window is on time.
Exactly.
You don't need to be the first parent in there.
I don't want to be the first parent. And then then we have popsicles and playground on the Saturday.
What?
It begins.
You don't know what that is, server?
No. And it's on a Saturday. This is not a school function, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Sort of. Yeah.
On a Saturday.
It's absolutely
a school. It doesn't involve football, soccer, baseball, softball, volleyball.
It's an elementary school. They don't have sports.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Why are they doing anything on Saturday then, ever? If it's not a play, it's not a school play.
It's the Saturday before she starts school. From 9 until 10 in the morning, they're going to have popsicles on the playground for the incoming kindergartners.
Oh, God damn it. She loves popsicles, too. You have to go.
Yeah, I got to go.
Wait, she's going to hate these popsicles, I bet.
She's going to hate them, yes.
Yeah, because they're going to be the popsicle brand popsicles, not the real fruit ones.
They're going to be popsicles, not fruit bars, yes.
Yeah. This is it'll be like the plastic like tube of Kool-Aid that freezes.
Exactly.
Well, those bang, though. They're different.
They're going to be too sweet for her.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I'm also supposed to go to a food truck night. This is for the pool. That's today. I'm going to make sure I'm not going to that.
Food truck is a great idea, and no offense to anyone who has a food truck. But at the end of the day, I'm always left with something that was just handed to me from a truck, and I just kind of got to stand there and eat it.
Yes,
it just doesn't do it for me.
I like them. I love a taco truck. You get your tray, and you can – This is, I think, a taco truck.
Okay, that's good. If it's a taco truck or a burger truck, I'm good. It's when we get into the other things that I'm like – this isn't handheld, man. Why are you doing this out of a truck?
Let me see. Let me double check. food, Cameron. Ooh, no. I almost said my pool out loud.
Ooh, ho. Go find Felder.
No, stalk his family. I won't be there. Food truck night. Here we go. Oh, it's the falafel factory. Man, this box looks super not walkable. Mm.
Falafel.
Unless you get it like in one of the wraps, I guess.
Like a gyro or something?
Yeah, I guess.
I'll fuck some falafels now. Ooh.
Oh, so do I. But like, it just... And it's the guy that I met. So I went through a whole thing this weekend. Let me tell you guys something. I had a whole family weekend. We're going to talk some lawn stuff here in a second because I've been seeing so much fairy ring in my neighborhood. It's insane.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's another neighbor I have. I walk by their house. There's the lady that I see every day. Her name's Diana. I walk by her. Her yard is gorgeous. I see her husband out there. He's got the backpack with the pump, the one-arm pump sprayer. He's got that out there. And he's just making sure he's taking care of business. And then the people that live next door to them, they have, I don't know, 30,000 mushrooms in their backyard.
Not good, man.
And not the fun kind. Wow.
No. And they just mow over them with the lawnmower, I guess. So they're not going anywhere. So, yeah, it's going to be very... we're going to talk about that. But no, So I had a big weekend. My buddy came from New York City. Stayed with us on Friday night with his baby. And then Saturday, my friend from college, her and her husband and their two kids came. And they went to the pool with us. And we did a pool day. And I was like, oh, I'll just leave early and get back to the house so I can make dinner. And then my wife was like, they're your friends. You're not leaving early. And I was like, that doesn't make sense to me. First off, is that crazy to think?
I don't understand.
So Jen is my friend from college.
Okay.
We're thick as thieves. One of my best friends in the entire world. Her and her husband wanted to hang out. I did not want to drive to Huntersville. They said, yeah, why don't you come and go to our pool? We have a diving board. And they were like, oh, we don't have a diving board. Let's go to your pool. They have a neighborhood pool. We have like a swim and racket club. So they come to our thing and they come down from Huntersville to where I live. Mm-hmm. Coolers are packed. We drive to the pool. And in my mind, I say, hey, I'll stay for 90 minutes. I can go home, make dinner. Like we had a late lunch, early dinner. I'll go home and get the cooking started so that the kids can like, you know, when they get home. And then I'll just come back and pick you up and then we'll have dinner. We'll be ready. And my wife was like, no, you're not leaving early. They are your friends.
Mm. I'm with you on this.
You're with me?
I'm on your side here.
Okay.
I've invited friends with kids to our pool, and then we've left the pool. Like, me and my family have left the pool. Because, look, man, we got kids. Like, I know when my kids are about to turn.
Sure. Yeah.
So when that happens, we got to go. I'm not sticking around for that.
Well, here's the thing. This wasn't even – my kid wants to stay at the pool for 4 hours.
Yeah, I hear that. But like
Mike Felder, I can do 90 minutes at the pool.
Yeah.
Yep.
I hear it.
It starts to burn.
Here's the thing. I'm good on sunscreen. I literally, kidding. But like, I don't like being barefoot. I don't like being wet. Mm. I don't like being dry. I don't like being ashy, which is what happens when I get out of the pool. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be there ever. 90 minutes. I time it up. So 90 minutes, we get there. She gets to swim a little bit. Then it's adult swim. Then we get another hour. And then it's back to adult swim. When that adult swim happens, I get out of the pool. I put my lotion on and I start packing the car. So,
yeah. I mean, that's service with a smile. Are you kidding me? I'd be like, go on, man. Do what you need to do.
So I had to stay for like 3 hours.
Make sure that dinner's hot when you get picked up.
But here's the thing. I'm coming home and I've got homemade hot dog buns. I got hot dogs I got to cook on the grill. I got to put the pool stuff away. All could have been done if I had left early.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I'm going to give Kristen the L on this one.
I'm not going to officially fight her, but I will say that your plan didn't sound bad.
It wasn't a bad. I was just going to drive back and pick them up because we had to have two cars. There's three kids. You need two cars for three kids because of the car seats because mm-hmm. nobody has a third row.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Although they had it, they got a Tahoe, so we could have put her seat in the back.
Like, yeah.
They could have all rode back together. Mm. Wow. Goodness gracious, man. So, other than that, everything's pretty good, man. So we had that, and then this weekend we're having a family weekend where my family's coming over, my brother and his kids and his wife and my dad and my mom, I think, are coming over, and we're going to do a Low Country Bowl. You guys, what's y'all's preference on Low Country Bowl?
It's not my favorite thing, honestly.
Really?
And I realize that I'm in the minority on that, but it's just I kind of just like all those things when they don't taste all the same.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's all good shit. I will eat it. But, like, if you're like, hey, we're doing a Low Country Bowl, I'm like, okay.
But I'm also going to fry some fish.
See, now there's something else. Like, then I can get down with it. It's like, all right, I don't know if I want all this shit that was bowled together, but I do want, like, some corn and potatoes, and give me that fried fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that, now you're talking my language. Maybe a couple pieces of sausage, corn, potatoes, and the fried fish. I don't always love the things that get put in Low Country Bowl from a seafood perspective.
What's in there that you don't like?
I'm not crazy about. I know I'm in the minority. Shrimp? I'm not crazy about shrimp.
Oh man, I love shrimp.
Now, if you were doing like a crawfish bowl, like I'm a little more into that.
Okay.
Because that's not something that I'm going to eat any other way, right?
Right. Yeah.
So, I'm down with that. Like the only I don't even like fried shrimp anymore. Like when I was a kid, fried I was all about that shrimp. I only really fucks with shrimp now, like grilled ass shrimp, like a Japanese restaurant or like on a like stick on my grill here.
You don't like tempura shrimp?
I'm not all about it. I don't love it.
First off, number one with the bullet from a shrimp standpoint is shrimp cocktail.
We've covered this.
I love shrimp.
You gotta have it New Year's. Like it's a must.
I love shrimp cocktail. I have cocktail sauce already made that I'm going to dip these shrimp from the Low Country Bowl into cocktail sauce.
Yeah, you're turning it into shrimp cocktail.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, after that shrimp's been in the refrigerator overnight, I'm going to go ahead and have shrimp cocktail more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I
would like that better than a fried shrimp. I will say that.
You like, what about Calabash shrimp?
What's the calabash? What makes it different about calabash? When I think calabash, I just think all you can eat.
Is that what you...
Yeah, I just think like a restaurant where it's not that good, but you get a lot of it.
Got him.
Oh my gosh, you got me, man.
I don't know what does calabash mean.
So I think of two things. One, I think of Shomar's. Because they serve calabash shrimp. It's a small shrimp.
Still haven't been there yet, man.
Yeah, love Shomar's. They serve the small shrimp, but they're breaded and fried. And then Calabash is a city.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
And it's their style of shrimp. That's where it comes from.
Yeah, I've had this type of fried shrimp before. It's like, what? I don't... It's a texture thing, man. It doesn't have enough flavor, like, from the... shrimp itself. I don't find shrimp to be very flavorful in comparison to other shellfish. Like, I'll take down, like, now if you want to do it with like crab legs, if you're doing a Low Country Bowl with like crab legs, yeah, sign me up.
Crab legs
or like crawfish, I'm there. Shrimp,
you,
I'm
you
like
you and Jameis Winston hanging out with the crab legs, bro.
Dude, literally. I fucking love crab legs.
And I just, I don't.
And a claws.
I like blue crab more than I like king crab or snow crab.
I like it all. I like both. So I give them all to me.
I might have to hit Super G on Saturday morning after I go pick up this fish and hit Super G and go ahead and grab some blue crabs. Throw those bad boys in there too.
Now we're talking.
Live blue crabs. Of course. Kids. Live.
Now we're talking.
100%. Also, my dad and my brother both said, I think we should eat inside.
This is so fucking hot.
Yes.
Yesterday, I will say here, yesterday, fucking fool's gold. Somewhat like the universe is fucking with us. Because it back me up, it was nice, right?
70s.
Yeah. Today, the same thing.
This is not real.
Fall's coming.
Today when I went on my went out for my walk, it was 69 degrees.
Nice. So fucking awesome, dude.
Dude, 4 miles in an hour. I got my path all mapped out now too.
You still got sweaty even though it was 69, didn't you?
Well, of course.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, nice. But yes, absolutely. Yeah, I still got sweaty. Dude, I'm a headband. Listen, I might start taking pictures of my fits on the daily.
Need to see it.
Because I've got the neon green Pegasus on. I got the Nike shorts on. I got the Nike Pro Combat compression. I got the ACC Network fanny pack.
Okay.
I got the dry fit shirt. Sometimes it's a Bleacher Report shirt. Sometimes it's the opening shirt. Sometimes it's just a straight up Nike shirt. Got the headband. My headbands, let me tell you something.
How many headbands you got?
I have 6 headbands.
What kind of headbands are they?
They're all Nike.
Are they the thin boys or the thick boys like what like Trevor Lawrence is rocking?
The thin guys. Like they're thin like guys. The classic headband.
Like yeah, okay. Like Allen Iverson.
Yes, exactly like Allen Iverson. I still rock them with the Nike sign upside down, just like everybody did in the late 90s, yes. Early 2000s.
Yes.
And I have 2 of them that are just black with the white check, and then I have 4 that are white with a purple with gold around it. Looks like it might be the Lakers. It's not the Lakers. Peep the back of my head. Toon Squad.
Yes.
They were on sale on Nike.
Space Jam on sale.
Space Jam 2 Toon Squad headbands.
Yeah. People didn't love that one. Not sure what it was.
Probably because it wasn't good.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The first one isn't either.
Yeah, I know. And it's
the
just,
only thing the first one has going for it is they got Newman from Seinfeld and Bill Murray.
Yeah. So yeah, no. I also, by the way, I found a new use, another use for music. You know I use music to time stuff.
Yeah.
Obviously. I have been walking listening to podcasts. But now I started listening to music while I walk. And I've gone up a 0.5 mile per hour.
Nice.
Just from pacing my steps out with the boop, like with the beat. And I'm not even like, we're talking about just regular music. Like I listen to a little Chairman of the Board. I listen to some Fantastic Shakers, like beach music.
You're shagging, dude.
Yeah, dude. And you know, maybe
you know
some
about Bill Dell and the Rondells. You ever throw them on?
I have heard of them. I don't. They're never like they don't ever pop up in like the algorithm because I'm not
gotta
picking a playlist.
Gotta get Bill Dell.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, like
say his name, Bill Dell.
Then you get some Doug Clark and the Hot Nuts, and it just is one of those like. But it makes me go faster. So instead of going whether it's like 3.1, now I'm going 3.7, and I'm just like boom, 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 boom. So it's nice. Feels good. Hartzell, I also realized when we were sober, when you left last week, we did have a very long conversation about who goes farther. And here's
it
what I
goes farther in what,
like running versus walking and steps on a daily and all this stuff. Here's what I realized, Hartzell, you got an Apple or a Samsung watch?
Apple Watch.
So they track you everything you do.
Yes.
I don't have that. You also go to work.
I do go to work.
So you're walking around a workplace.
Mm-hmm.
So let's track all those steps get counted into what your daily totals are.
Yeah, I didn't know we were doing just workout steps. That's counted differently. Yeah, I'm a fan of the watch though, man. I'm not gonna lie, I like it.
Listen, I use Samsung Health, and they're trying to get me to buy the watch. I'm not gonna do it, but the difference is I work from home. And so all the walking I do in my house, my phone is just on the charger a lot of that time. So none of those steps count.
Got it.
And when I walk to the mailbox, my Bluetooth headphones can still reach the phone when it's on the charger. So I don't get any of like those steps, or when I walk to the neighbor's house or I go do this. I get none of that. I only have my like when I go out for a walk. That's it. That's all I get. So you're beating me, but man, I'm hitting it.
It's not a contest.
It's not a contest, but I like it to be a contest.
Got it. Okay.
You got voicemails? Did you load them up yet?
Yeah, I got two voicemails in the hopper, and they're ready to
go. Two? You don't have three?
What's the third, man? You sent me an email with two voicemails.
Let me see what I got here.
I know what I got. I mean,
we got Fort Wayne. Okay, here we go. I got one more I got to get there.
All right, well, send it over. While you do that, why don't I play a voicemail?
Yeah, let's go ahead. Pick which one.
All right, 901, sup?
Yo, it's Zach from Nashville. Gentlemen, it's good to be back for the fall. Summer is over. Felder, I'll do you one better. I met 3-6 Mafia at a Fried Friday in college.
Yes.
At the Kappa House at Ole Miss. And they ate everything and had a cup of ranch to themselves on their table. I'd already met them previously from Memphis because I'm from Memphis, and most everyone from Memphis has met them at one point or another. We also had them at the fraternity house for parties. Good people.
Nice.
Good weed. Also, Michael Jordan cologne slapped hard.
Yes!
Damn. Let's grow.
So the closest we had to like a level of 3-6 Mafia coming to like perform at like a frat house was Afro Man.
Nice.
Yes. He got so high, he couldn't sing his own songs.
Like, hell yeah.
He couldn't sing Colt 45.
Mm.
So everyone else just sang it for him while he kind of like slumped over on a stool. Very funny. Very funny. So yeah, we did have a band. Are they called Wild Cherry? Is that right?
What?
No, they're Wild Peach.
Okay.
Wild Peach is what I believe they are. Yes, Wild Peach is one of the top hip-hop, urban, R&B, and rock bands in the Southeast. Wild Peach used to come to Carolina all the time. And they're a cover band, right? So they play colleges, fraternities, sororities, private parties. Their song list is like if you look up Wild Peach, like you'll see like their song list is insane. They're amazing. Like they've been on Saturday Night Live. They've been on the Chris Rock Show. Like, they've done a bunch of stuff. And they're just so... It's like, obviously, like, when I was in college, at least, we got used to having, like, again, Doug Clark and the Hot Nuts and these, like, these beach bands that play kind of, like, beach music and, like, some contemporary pop with, like, a beachy spin on it. But when you got Wild Peach, like, this dude drank a fifth of Jack Daniels to start the show.
Mm.
And then slammed it on the front porch of a fraternity and just did a whole show like that.
Hmm.
It was amazing.
Very aggressive.
Yes. Wild Peach. Wild Peach was our... WHILD, Wild Peach. That was my favorite group that was there. Because they went so hard. What did you guys have at JMU?
I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. We didn't really... I mean, we would just drive to, like, actual shows. Like, we'd just go see bands in, like, Charlottesville or
DC. You didn't have bands? You didn't have, like, college bands that play? Because, like, even, like, when my friends got married, a lot of them brought in, like, their favorite bands from college.
No. That was not a big part of my college life.
Well, maybe it's because of the fraternity thing, right?
Yeah, I wasn't a part of the Greek scene at all.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
In searching Wild Peach, I found Screechy Peach, the rest in peace singer of that band, alongside her husband, it says David Wild. She would acquire fame in the 1990s due to her collaboration with such artists as Outkast and Macy Gray. Yeah. So, and then it says that the Class of 3000 episode, Too Cool for School, was dedicated to her memory. Did you guys ever watch this? The Class of 3000?
Never even heard of it.
It's an animated musical television series created by Andre 3000 for Cartoon Network.
2006?
Yeah. Two seasons, 28 episodes, starting in 2006.
Never heard of it. I've never heard of this.
I haven't either. I'm trying to... What? How did I not know this was a thing?
Yeah, I have no idea. Because that's right in my, Adult Swim zone.
Yeah, same. Same.
But it wasn't for Adult Swim, I'm assuming.
I guess not. It just says Cartoon Network.
It's like for kids. Like Adult Swim is, you know, like mature themes on that are animated. It's different.
Yeah, I don't know if this was on Adult Swim.
It is for Adult Swim.
It is?
Okay.
Oh, hang on. It's
I can't tell.
It says that they came to him. Yeah, from the Wikipedia. It says they came to him and they were like, we like Speaker Box The Love Below and we want to turn The Love Below into an animated show for Adult Swim. He was uninterested and proposed coming up with an original concept.
Which is, but I think the original concept is a kid's show.
I think so too.
Yeah, so I wasn't watching Cartoon Network for kid's shows. I was watching like Robot Chicken and obviously Family Guy and American Dad and Squidbillies. Squidbillies, I fucking love hard.
Squidbillies, yeah.
Yeah, dude. That
fucking dude, though. He's a piece of shit.
Yes.
They're replacing with Tracy Morgan for the final season. That was kind of funny.
So, yeah, we got that going on. Oh, so the other one was not a voicemail. It was actually someone sent a text message to us. So that's why you only have two voicemails.
System works, guys.
System it does work.
Works.
Because I only sent you two voicemails, didn't I?
That's why I have two voicemails that are in the hopper. Now I have one.
Now I have 404 Bill Clinton. And this is from 404. And it says, someone texted this. Bill Clinton famously kept note cards on everyone he met to review, recap, anecdotes, names of spouses, kids, other topics. This practice is most commonly seen in high-touch industries, politics, and sales.
Okay.
There you go. How about them apples?
I guess, I mean, but that was probably, maybe this predates spreadsheets, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. He wasn't walking around with a smartphone.
That reminds me. I need to order some more of my special note cards.
You need, what are you, what size index card are you? Are you a 3x5 or a 4x6?
I use note cards for the Blitz, and I've got 5x8s.
5x8? That's a size?
Yeah, these are big boys. And I'll take it a step further. I've got they're almost like cardstock. They're thick. I don't like the flimsy ones. Like the thin ones that you get at like Staples or Office Depot, those don't make the cut.
You go multicolor or one color?
One color. They're white. They're ruled. But I like them thick.
Jeez.
5x8s, bro.
5x8?
Yeah, a lot of info.
That's insane, dude. Why don't you just use a notebook?
Because I like having, I lay them out. All out. It's like a mosaic. So for the noon or 3:30 games, there's like 8 or 9 cards, and then you just bang, grab them.
Dude, I'm a 3x5 guy.
Nah, too small.
3x, man. I'm 3x5 all day.
I have 3x5s for like Costco or the grocery store. I've got those at home.
Is that what you write your list on?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, this is how sick my brain is, and like how much I care about, like, and this is a weird thing to like put it on, but like I hate wasting paper. And so all my grocery lists are on other things. If I get a bill in the mail and there's nothing on the back, fold that bad boy in half, fold it into triples. That's the grocery list. And that's going to be the grocery list for 6 different trips. I can't waste paper.
I should just start saving my grocery list because it's the same list every 7 to 10 days.
Oh, man. I saw my lady today, Miss Mary, at the Harris Theater. What a lady. She's great. She asked me every time, she goes, are you over 30? And I was like, yes, just like I was a week ago. And she's like, well, I have to ask because I don't want to get in trouble.
Is this for your alcohol consumption purchases?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I got to get I'm having my family over this weekend. I got to get beer. You know what I'm saying?
Let me throw this out there. Kids' birthday party, noon to 2 on Sunday at the pool.
Mm-hmm.
There should be a cooler of seltzers, right? Just something for parents.
I just, I can't bring myself to buy seltzer anymore. I've had two sitting in my house for almost one entire year.
Man, that's a summer drink for me.
Really? Like, you mix up what you drink.
Why do you want to have, like, why? What is it about summer that wants you, makes you want to drink something nasty all the time?
It's just water. It's just flavored water. I mean, it's better so for me
beer.
Than, yeah, but, like, I'm a light beer guy in the summer. I don't like, I'm not drinking dark, heavy IPAs.
It's better for you than, this shit is full of sugar, dude.
Yeah, some of it is. Yeah, for sure. Some of it is.
What are you drinking, like ranch waters or like...
Topo Chico's.
The hard Topo Chico?
Yeah.
You can't... They come in cans?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought they only came in glass.
Yeah, they come in the skin. I'm talking about alcoholic seltzers.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
We're
no,
saying
cans.
Those are gross.
Skinny cans. Yeah, I mean, I don't mind them.
They're not for me. Like, but here's the thing. I'm so wildly a creature of habit.
Yeah, you're BLs all day, man.
Like my, like when my cousins came to visit, my cousins came, we had to go to my grandpa's funeral, my cousins came, and they stayed with me, and they were like, what are we going to do? And I was like, we can have drinks at my house, and I'll cook dinner. And they were like, okay, but can you do something? I was like, do what? They go, you at your home, you only have Bud Light and Wild Turkey. Can you please get anything else?
What'd you say?
I was like, fine. I mean, fuck it. Like, I guess I will. And guess what? I got a six pack of these Vizzies. They've been sitting here since November. Mm. Nobody wants them. I took them out at the birthday party for Savannah's birthday party. No parent wanted that. You know what parents wanted? Bud Light.
Yeah, maybe I'll just get a case of Ultras then. Throw those in the cooler.
Ultra is a great in between seltzer versus having like Miller Lite or Bud Light.
Yeah, yep. Maybe that's the play.
Ultra's the play. Nobody's ever been offended by a Mick Ultra. No one. Your Sunday 12 to noon?
12 to 2 Sunday.
12 to 2? 12 yes, to sir. Noon. Good grief. That's a 0 minute party.
I mean, I'd like it to be a 0 minute party.
We so on Sunday we've got two birthday parties.
Oh.
One at 10:30 at the pool. One at 1:45 at like a trampoline park.
Okay. You're doing both.
I got a podcast with D-Palm. I can't go.
Oh, I hate to see it.
Yeah.
Sunday taping, D-Palm. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
I don't hate that, actually.
Yeah. That's the way the cookie crumbles.
You realize that like, so real quick, we'll talk about this on CSN, but like to lock it. Yeah, I know you're back, but you have to lock in now for all day Saturday and all day Sunday?
Most
day
Sunday.
Is it the NFL gig?
Yeah, most day Sunday.
Dude, that's a grind.
7 days a week. I'm realizing why people do one or the other.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah. Oh, man. I just got done watching Anthony Richardson, his first game.
Yeah, how'd that go?
I think he's going to be pretty good.
All right.
Especially when I got done watching Justin Fields, and I was like, oh, every pass he throws is behind the line of scrimmage.
My question is for, like, what's our guy? I had his name.
Will Levis. No.
I'm talking about guys who do
West
what
Durham.
You do, Felder. But they do it for all sports. Dan, what's his name?
Radio
host.
Yes.
Even Stephen A. Smith or
here's the thing.
How do they and like we give them a lot of shit for sometimes seeming like they don't know what they're talking about.
They can't.
I think it's a little unfair considering that they are literally they're being made to talk about every single sport. Like Stephen A. Smith is a bit of a clown, right? But that dude also can fill an hour and a half talking NFL, NBA, MLB. And like college sports too, and that's insane to me.
It's insane. It is insane, and it's like I don't rag on him at all. Like he's over pushed. He's asked to do more than he should be asked to do, and it's one of those things where when he talks about the NBA, he is incredibly astute, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's his wheelhouse. College basketball as well. That's his wheelhouse. Then you get him out of his depth, and you start to talk about the NFL, you start talking about college football, you start talking about MLB, talk soccer. That's not what he does. And so he's just trying, like, that's him on a morning he wakes up and he's like, I guess I got to learn about this real quick. And it's hard. It sucks. But that's the position that you put yourself in once you become like a megastar with all that stuff. And even not even just megastar, like if you're in one of the like top 30 major markets and you host Drive Time Sports Radio, you have to talk about all of your local teams. Then you have to talk about big picture nationwide. And it's a lot. It is a lot. Like I'm not making excuses for guys, but I am saying that like it's a hard job. And that's why I was for so long was specializing in college football, but now NFL, especially with the way that NFL is like, I don't know, it feels a little bit, college football's in a weird spot. And I'm not talking about realignment. I'm talking about just where the money for the sport comes from and where it's going to. It's in a weird place, whereas NFL feels a lot more stable. So it'll be interesting to see.
Dan Patrick was the name I couldn't think of. I don't know why I couldn't think of Dan Patrick's name.
Yes.
But like he's the better example I wanted to go with because
same with Rich
Eisen. No one really talks about that guy being a clown, and he really gets it done.
Yeah. He finds a way to kind of find a way to get through it. So it's interesting. Like it's a lot though. And
yeah.
Like you can't watch all these games. That's the thing to me.
I think it's impossible for you to do any more than what you're doing right now, and be a good analyst, right? Like
exactly.
There's no analysts that are doing more than two. Like the host guys are getting because they're able to at least have a baseline knowledge and then tee up experts. But for you,
check in, check out.
Like how would you have time to be an expert on recruiting as well right now? Like if someone was like you know, you need to be covering all like doing what you did for Bleacher Report too. Are you doing that too? Are you recruiting too?
Yeah.
Oh my God! How?
Dude, I mean,
it seems impossible to me.
A lot of liquid death and then some whiskey with it.
Yeah.
Like I'm still try to watch two or three recruits every day.
Yeah.
Just pull up their tape and see what they've got going on, and especially like if there's a news thing, I need to be able to know what I've got going on, so I try to do.
Let me ask you: is that for your knowledge base and for you like? To be ready for the guys that are on the way up, or are you like are you doing that on any of your shows recruiting stuff like every week?
I'm not doing it on any shows yet.
That's the reprieve, at least, right? Like that you don't have a recruiting show as well.
Yeah, I used to have a recruiting show, Emerge.
Yeah,
and then I also had a college football show. Now right. I'm adding NFL to a current show, Inside Football, and I still want to be able to do recruiting because I know I'm going to get a phone call. Or an email in November or the start of December that says, hey, can you fly to Chicago and do this show? Can you fly to New York and do this show?
Bless like you. Early signing day or something, right?
Yeah, early signing day or regular signing day. Like, can you fly to New York and do this show? Mm-hmm. Can you fly to Chicago and do this show? And the last thing I want to have to do is cram. So right. I'm starting to build my recruiting spreadsheets now too just to
right.
have at least a base to operate from. So it's just just all it is.
But thank goodness, right, that like you have the time to at least prepare for when that comes down the road.
Yeah.
Like there's just like I don't think anyone could be an analyst for like more than two.
Yeah.
There's no one who could do an analyst for like NBA college basketball and the WNBA and women's basketball. Like that seems like an impossible
it's
ask.
It's an impossible ask. But that's what they ask people.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what they ask people. No, it's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to it. Like, looking forward to this season. Like, I do like my here's what my days usually are. I try to watch specifics. So I've been watching these young NFL quarterbacks because that's the thing that most people want to talk about. I'm in Charlotte, obviously. They want to talk about Bryce Young, Bryce Young is on a scale with C.J. Stroud, with Stetson Bennett, with Anthony Richardson. And then you kind of push that forward to when you start to look at guys like Justin Fields and Trey Lance until all those guys are kind of grouped together of who could be the guys that come behind Patrick Mahomes. And so I have to watch all those guys, and I did, and mm-hmm. it's interesting. But I have a specific I want to get done. Then I try to watch I check and see if there's any news in recruiting. I usually just go to 24/7, look at the new commitments page. Mm-hmm. If it's a big name school, I try to watch that kid a little bit, put some notes down. And then I try to watch one coaching change every day. And it's been interesting. Like, and then sometimes it spills over into another day and another day and another day, because I have to go back and watch, like with Luke Fickell, I have to go back and watch Wisconsin from this year, this past year, and look at what they did, and then look at what Fickell brings to the table, and can they do what he does? No, the answer is no. So Luke Fickell's going to have to change, because this team is not built to play man-to-man every single play.
Why did he go hire Phil Longo as OC?
Because they're going to run the hell out of the football. And Phil Longo, here's the thing. Phil Longo, he's a good offensive coordinator.
Okay.
People think about Phil Longo with respect to Sam Howell, and they think about throwing the ball. But the reality of it is, if you go back and you watch, what is it, Sam Houston State?
Okay.
Them boys ran the football, and that's what they're going to do at Wisconsin. They're going to do it out of different sets. I've been watching that, too. See?
Give it to number
Server?
Zero. Give it to my guy.
C-Server? You see? Yes, Braylon Addison, right?
Allen.
Who's Braylon Addison? Is that the kid that played at Oregon?
I think you made up a guy.
No, I didn't make up a guy. Braylon Addison played at Oregon.
Okay.
Come for your boy. My brain is broken.
When did he play at Oregon?
5 years ago, maybe.
Okay. All right. Okay. His brain is broken.
He's not playing for the Hamilton. Or no.
Tiger Cats.
Ottawa Red Blacks.
Red Blacks.
But yeah. formerly of the Denver Broncos, Chicago Bears, Toronto Argonauts, Hamilton Tiger Cats.
And so Minnesota 2016. Vikings. So 2016. So
he's still wearing. He's rocking number zero, though, for Ottawa.
How about that?
So there you go.
So, dude, yeah, like, I truly, like, yes, my brain is broken. I remember guys in weird ways, and there's names that are just stuck in my head forever. And Braylon Addison is one of those. So I'm sorry I forgot. I didn't get break. You know what else I did? You know what I did yesterday on the radio? Hudson Clark is a safety at Arkansas.
You said Hudson Card?
I said Hudson Card.
Do you know where Hudson Card is playing?
Purdue.
Yeah.
There's all Texas the information is in here, Server. Yeah, it's in here.
It's there. Yep.
But to sift through it is hard.
Yeah. You're bobbing for apples for takes.
Yeah, and I bob for apples in the toilet. And I like
and you
it.
Like it. Great movie. Great movie.
So, yeah. I just
God, you sent me the two. There. You sent me the 247, by the way, and I'm once again salivating over Clemson's class.
Yeah, I know.
We got some really dudes. Good. Like, we're not the highest ranked class right now. But the like, it's not quantity, it's quality.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing with Clemson. They don't lose kids.
Yeah, once they're in, they're in. Yeah. There's like one or two outliers in the history of the program.
Like, the only guys that left were like, was it Nigel something? And
yeah, Josh Belt got to campus in the spring and then transferred to South Carolina by the fall. But like, yeah, there's not many dudes that commit and then decommit once they're in. Like,
what are we
got? Like a 98% hit rate.
They got four kids from Alabama on there. Three or four kids from Alabama.
We got two kids from Texas.
Yeah,
which the Texas wins, like the Klubnik's already, like, he's a starting quarterback. He's a sophomore, but like, yeah, but like the Texas wins are gonna those are gonna pay off.
I think Ian Reed, I literally watched him because he's enrolled. Like, he's at school already. I'm looking at 2023. So, like, the 2023 kids, like Ian Reed, who's there already, mm-hmm. I would not be surprised if he plays some very meaningful minutes.
Well, at Clemson, you are, right? The only guys that don't see action right away are offensive linemen.
Well, he redshirts as a lineman. But here's the thing. Because those offensive linemen, and I think they're starting to change that offensive line recruiting, because they're getting bigger guys.
Oh yeah,
they always had tall guys. They always had long guys.
Sure.
But now they're
Mitch Hyatt was like 295. You know?
At the end.
Yeah. He came in at like
270. Right. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Jackson Carman is the only guy that really came in ready to go, and he went. And I think you're going to see the same thing with a guy like Ian Reed, where you're going to see a guy that comes in and he's ready to go.
I don't know, because of – he might be ready to go. The offensive line is – this is the first time in a long time Clemson returns a ton of experience along the line. So I just – and the two deep is like – it's set. So maybe he will, though. But I do know that Clemson specifically – and maybe it was a product of the guys they were bringing in, like you're saying. They were like, no. Every O lineman's going to redshirt, with the exception of one or two.
I think they've got, they're realizing. I think when they played, who did they play? Georgia. I can't remember. They were like you when they played Georgia. That was the first game of the year.
Yeah.
When they had to run 12 personnel and they were getting pushed all the way back. They were like, we need bigger dudes.
Yep.
We need bigger dudes. We got to have bigger dudes.
Dude, Hartzell, we got a freshman on the team from Odessa, Texas. You know what high school is in Odessa?
The one from Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, baby. Permian Panthers. Permian. You want to win? Put Booby in. I've been rewatching the show.
I have.
It's like I do it every year before football season.
Yeah, I couldn't get into it, man.
I love the show.
My college girlfriend, her high school boyfriend was in the movie.
Oh, cool.
And, I tried to watch it, and I was like, this is bad. It's bad football.
Oh, yeah. It's hilarious, the stuff that they try and make seem real. I kind of laugh a bunch at that show when they try to make it seem like, and you'll just commit now. I'm in the middle of a restaurant, and you need to give me your verbal commitment right now.
it's wild. I'm like, man, this is, like,
that's how this works.
I watched is it called About Last Night or the Night Before, I think is what
the
it's
night
called.
Before with Seth Rogen and
Anthony Mackie and Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and I just
you didn't like it?
No.
Oh, man, that's on the Christmas rotation for us.
I could not get past the part where Anthony Mackie was a running back in the NFL.
Why didn't they make him a wide receiver?
Why didn't they make him a baseball player?
Oh, yeah, just make him a baseball player? Because then he doesn't have to be an athlete.
Make him a second. No, it's not even that being an athlete. Like, it's literally, here's the thing. So you made him a running back in the NFL. He doesn't look like a running back for starters. He's in the NFL, and he gets to have Christmas Eve off? What? Have you seen the NFL? Do you know what a fucking timeline is? That's week 15.
It's Hollywood, man. It's a movie.
Yeah, I know. All they have to do is do research. Let me just put this out there. If you're a Hollywood
suspend producer, belief, buddy. That's it.
But here's the thing. They do one thing differently, Steven. If they make him a shortstop or a second baseman, you know what those guys get off? Christmas. Spring training doesn't start for two more months. They can go out and take mushrooms and drink and hang out. NFL guy, he's got a game that week. He has a game that week. So why would you do that? And then, to Serber's point, why wouldn't you make him a wide receiver or a corner? Something that looks like his body. Mm. It makes no sense.
Yeah, all right.
I'm not wrong.
No,
I'm not wrong.
You're passionately right here.
Yeah.
Like, just, and listen, here's the thing. Here's the notes. Only notes you have to do. Instead of playing for, whether it's the Giants, the Jets, whoever he plays for, plays for the Yankees or the Mets. Cool. He grew up in the city. Cool. That's it. We're done. I fixed the whole thing. Also, he gets caught by Alana Glazer. You can't be an NFL running back and get caught by Alana Glazer. That's insane.
Sneaky fast.
Dude, I don't care how sneaky fast she is. If you play running back in the NFL and she catches you, you got a problem.
He's coming down off those roids, though.
Listen, if you can't get away from her, you can't get away from anybody.
You're right.
Good grief.
Alana's persistent.
Oh, I love her. She's great. I miss Broad City.
Dude, she's hilarious, yeah.
She's so good.
Her stand-up is really, really good. She doesn't
Very
do
cool.
it a ton, though.
No,
like,
she
or at least
do
there's
a lot.
Not a ton that you can watch.
Yes.
But I think she did a tour recently, or she's on tour right now.
I've got a couple friends that have, worked with her, they've, opened for her on stand-up shows. very, they just say she's like the nicest lady, but also very funny. Oh my goodness. So family fun day. I'm still gonna, man, I think I'm still gonna set up the slip and slide though.
Slip slide.
Slip and slide. We got two birthday parties coming up, and I can't be there because I got to do this. Oh, my corn. Dude, let's talk gardens, Hartzell. What's your daily haul looking like? Because I just got 4 pounds of tomatoes from my neighbor.
Yikes. Yeah, we have a lot of tomatoes.
How tall are your tomato plants?
I mean, our fence is, I guess it's 5 feet. So, I mean, they vined all up and around those.
Okay.
They're healthy. They're robust.
Nice.
So a lot of tomatoes. Yeah, harvested a bunch of her sesame leaves. I mean, I should have sent a picture. I mean,
how is she using those?
I mean, she uses them as like wraps. They're like vessels to just like wrap up other vegetables or meat.
And do you eat the whole thing?
Yeah. Yeah, you just roll it up.
Or is she roasting things in that and then cutting them open?
No, she just rolls them up and eats them.
Raw?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like the leaf is cleaned, and then and then they are stacked.
Are they steamed?
No.
Okay.
They're dried. Like they're definitely dried, but
no crackage.
They're not crispy. Yeah, they don't crack. It's
okay.
It's pretty impressive.
I like that.
How much corn are you like?
I got 5 ears of corn.
Okay.
I got 5 ears of corn. I wanted it to be ready so I could use my own corn for the Low Country Bowl, but it's not going to be enough, and it's not ready yet.
Got it.
You got to wait for it to start busting through, right? You guys have corn?
No.
We got corn. I got corn. It's tall. Listen, I've been dunked on twice this week by my kid. One. She said, the corn is taller than you, Daddy. Maybe not taller than Mom, but definitely taller than you.
Wow.
And then she said...
What a savage.
Let me stand a short king.
Listen, I am a short king, and I stand. And I also stand on step stools to reach things.
Mm-hmm.
And then my Aunt Jackie, love her, she sent Savannah $20. This kid's got money for days, dude. Good grief. She said, my piggy banks are too full to put this in, so what should I do with it? And I was like, okay. I got to take her to the bank. But she also, so I had her write a thank you card to our Aunt Jackie. And so I wrote out the template of what she needed to write, and she just needed to put it down in her own handwriting to send in the mail. And she said, well, Dad, your handwriting kind of stinks. She's not wrong.
Yeah, your handwriting does stink.
When are you seeing my handwriting?
You take pictures of your notebooks all the time.
I can read it.
You can read it, yes. It's like it's very small, and you don't write in straight lines. It kind of tails off.
Yeah, right? Nobody's going to – I don't like people telling me what to do.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. It's like a metaphor. Like the lines just don't apply.
I think it's pretty literal.
I have seen your handwriting though. And I mean your wife is she's a teacher, so of course her handwriting is going to be impeccable.
My wife's handwriting is good, but I'm talking about my kid. Her handwriting sucks too.
Mm.
It's a kid. They don't have good handwriting. But she was like, I can't read anything that you're writing. So I just wrote, thank you so much for the $20. Aunt Jackie, love, Savannah. I wrote that, and then she was like, I don't know. What is this letter? I was like, it's a U. She goes, that looks like a V. And I was like, what's it like? You can't... Aunt doesn't have a V in it. Just it's a U. Jackie. That's an A. Jackie. It's an A. It's not, why would it be a C? That doesn't make any sense. Well, why does it look like a C?
Mm.
So that's where we are. I got dunked on twice. But respect to the corn, corn's coming along, dude. I'm pretty hyped. Shout out to our buddy Marilyn Payne, who did let me know that corn, how corn grows. So I'm looking forward to it, dude. Like these, the corn looks good. I got a bunch of tomatoes. I took my neighbor some tomato sauce this morning. Oh, dude, you want to talk about hot boy summer? When I come off my walks, you know, I'm dripping in sweat. I take the shirt off. I pop the top. You a top popper, Hartzell?
Like once I get to the driveway, yeah. Not yeah. during, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I on my quick, like my little cool down walk, like the short one, like from the corner all the way to the driveway, I pop the top, take the headband off, wipe my head down. But my neighbor was outside. And I've been meaning to give her a couple bags of this sauce that I made from the other tomatoes that she gave me. So your boy struts over there, topless. Let me give you these. That's all. I'm feeling, I got a good pump in. I'm feeling good. Just topless out there, baby. You know how it does. You bring a towel with you when you go for runs?
No.
Interesting. So what do you do with the sweat?
Just let it drip. I wear hats. I'm a hat guy.
You wear hats?
Yep.
Man, I had to stop wearing hats. That's why I had to go to headbands. Because the hats made my, like the sweat just kept hanging around.
Yeah, it's
You got to go headbands, dude.
Yeah, I don't know.
Come on, man.
My hair's not, I don't know, maybe. I used to wear headbands when my hair was longer, when I had kind of like that.
Trying to do the Richie Tenenbaum thing?
I kind of had that flow. It was never that long. It was never that long.
Real quick, Asteroid City, saw it. Didn't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Not good.
I don't want to say it wasn't good. I felt like I was watching Wes Anderson make a caricature of a Wes Anderson film.
Interesting.
It's just
available on Peacock.
It was just a little too him. It was like Wes Anderson doing Wes Anderson. I don't know how to. It didn't land for me.
It's got a 2.0 rating right now.
Yeah, it's not surprising.
Out of what? Mean, five or
out
10?
Out of five.
I think that is an accurate rating. 2 out of 5 is what I walked away feeling from that movie.
Wow. That's frustrating. That's disappointing.
No, it's not. That guy's got a ton of great movies. Like, he's allowed to not really appeal to me with one. I don't think that's fine. I don't think that's a problem. There's so many movies he's made that I enjoy that I could go and watch if I want to feel that vibe.
Yeah, I'm, man.
It's just wild to me that he had a cast this good
and the
movie didn't do it. Yeah, it's not on the actors. It's not on the direction. It's on the movie, the film. Like, the script is not, it ain't there.
And he wrote it.
Yeah, no, there's like a couple things that I like. There's these three little girls that remind me of the three little girls from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. Like, and they have a very similar vibe to that. Like, they are great. They put in, like, the what he wrote for them, fantastic. Really enjoyed it. And Tom Hanks' character interaction with them, like, that's really good. The problem is it only makes up about 20% of the movie.
Dude,
so the rest of it just didn't do it for me. Like, if there's a short film on, if you take all of them and turn them into a short film from this, it's great. Like,
so we're talking about 9 years since a banger from him.
Is that when Budapest came out?
Yeah.
Has there been anything since then that I really
Isle of Dogs?
For? That one didn't move me.
The French Dispatch
also was not
underwhelming.
Maybe that's a 3 out of 5 as opposed to a 2 out of 5.
Yeah, so we're talking about 9 years, almost a decade, before he hit a banger. And yeah, then before that, Moonrise Kingdom, Fantastic Mr. Fox, Darjeeling Unlimited, The Life Aquatic, Royal Tenenbaums, Rushmore, Bottle Rocket.
Everything he made
up until Grand Budapest Hotel
was a banger.
A banger.
And Grand Budapest is a banger, to be clear.
I love that. Keep yeah. me. That was my I think that was my introduction to Saoirse Ronan.
Yeah, mine too.
Who I love.
Yeah, she's in is she the Lady Bird?
Yes.
Is that her? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's in Brooklyn, a movie that a lot of people hated, but I really liked.
I haven't seen Brooklyn. But, you know, Isle of Dogs is like fine. Here's the thing. These three are not bad movies.
Sure, they're there's just, a lot of worse movies.
Yeah, they're just fine. And the reason that that's disappointing is because of how bangers. Tremendous I thought his other films were.
All right, they're going to the pool today. Or maybe they're not going to the pool. I didn't know if my wife had a bathing suit on or not. I just saw the car leave, and I couldn't see what she was wearing. Because it's far out the window of my office.
Hartzell, watch it and get your own opinion. But that was just
on Peacock. You got Peacock, right, Hartzell?
Oh, really? Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's how I got it for free on Peacock.
Yeah.
I mean, I pay for Peacock, but still.
Yeah. You're going to watch Notre Dame.
Michigan ECU, week one.
I know, dude. Michigan's first four games are on Peacock, if I'm not mistaken.
Dude, everyone loves Michigan this year. Except for
why?
Me. Why? And not you, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I don't love Michigan.
No. Why? I've got a J.J. McCarthy tab open that I still have to get to.
I don't love anyone this year other than, like, maybe I love Florida State this year.
I like them.
I love Clemson this year, obviously. And I love Washington this year.
I like them.
Everyone else, I just kind of, I don't know, like, I just don't, I need to see the quarterbacks at Georgia and Alabama. Well, LSU, also, I almost love, but I'm in like with them right now.
I'm in like with LSU more than anybody else because they have a coach that I like and respect on the field, not off the field. And they have a quarterback that I like and respect, and they have a bunch of actual dudes playing. So it's going to be interesting. When I did a thing for Bleach Report, and I put LSU at number one. So, and people were like, how could you put LSU number one? And I'm like, well, it's all – and Hartzell's polluted my mind so badly. Steven, thank you for that.
How?
Well, I go to the schedule.
Schedules matter.
I know they matter. And I used to – what I spent so much time working on individual players and the sum of the parts to make a roster work. And then I just was like, hang on a second. And literally, here's what I did. I went through and I looked and, like, Florida State and Clemson can't both go undefeated.
That's correct. They play each other.
Florida State and LSU cannot both go undefeated.
That's correct.
LSU, Alabama, Tennessee, and UGA cannot all go undefeated.
Correct.
Ohio State, USC, Utah, Oregon, Michigan, Penn State, Notre Dame can't go undefeated.
Yeah.
Like, literally, Ohio State plays Notre Dame, and Notre Dame plays USC. USC is going to play Utah and Oregon. Ohio State's going to play Michigan and Penn State, including also playing Notre Dame. Like, this is a, like, everyone can't be, like, realistically this year, how many undefeated teams do you think we're going to see?
I'm going to say two.
Two. Okay. Feels generous, though, right?
I mean, if the over-under was at, like, 1.5, that'd probably be the line, right? I mean, I don't think Georgia's going to lose a game. I'm sorry. I know that's boring, but
It's not boring. That's not boring.
Though. Schedules matter. To me, that's not, like, boring. They got to go to Tennessee in November. That is it, dude.
Right, because these other teams, they suck. Like, truly, they suck. The SEC East is not good. There are a team. What are we going to call it? Do we call it a team and a half?
Tennessee being the half?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah. Auburn is a dumpster fire.
Yeah, it's messy. It's messy.
Yeah. Like, Auburn is like that. Right now, Auburn is like that garbage bag that, you know, your friend came over and he was just throwing his beer bottles in from distance. And once you get three of those in there, they start to bust once you throw them in from distance. And you don't want to take that trash out with your bare hands. You're either going to cut your leg or it's going to spill on the floor. Or is that just my experience from being a barback?
No, I can relate. I can relate to what you're describing. I don't want anything to do with Auburn. I mean, yeah. They're not going to go to a bowl. They're going to go like 4-8, 5-7 again.
But they're going to scare somebody.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, they'll scare Mississippi State. Like I think Vanderbilt wins more games than Auburn this year.
Wow. Look at that. We are in for the Clark Lee experience.
Yeah. Even though their stadium is under construction.
But here's the thing. We've seen that before.
They'll be fine.
They'll be fine. We've seen it before, right? Like we saw, I remember when San Jose State was going through some renovations, and the biggest problem for them was all the crow's nests were on the side that was done. And so when they shot the game, looking into the construction zone.
Yeah, it's not. That was
across the field.
No, Vanderbilt, it's just the end zones. Like, yeah, the stadium's fine.
I remember when Mississippi State went through this too, though, right? Mississippi State, when they put that new Jumbotron in.
Yeah.
They had to deal with that too. So it's all good. It's all good. I am. Good grief, man. Oh, an SNL thing. Got it. No, it's going to be interesting, but I don't know, the transfer portal is why I spend less time looking at individual things, because I have no idea who plays where.
Right.
And I don't think anybody else does until we get, like, actual depth charts, which, by the way, what's it going to take to get that kind of standardized in college football?
It'll never happen.
That's what I figured. Like, we've heard coaches complain about it. I mean, we've watched, I think, Miami, Georgia, Oklahoma maybe, a couple other, like Pitt. We've watched them list guys that we know are out for the season still as starters.
Yeah, I mean, college football still thrives in misinformation.
Yes, they live off it.
Yeah. Like, good luck trying to figure out the Utah quarterback situation between now and Florida.
Utah, we know theirs.
Everybody's hurt.
Is Cam Rising still hurt?
Yeah.
Fuck.
And their backup went to the hospital. So, on paper, it may be a third-string guy. But again,
he's just,
like,
Cam Rising is still just he's rehabbing, right? Like, that's not a new thing.
No, he may not be ready to go because his ACL isn't back from the Rose Bowl in January.
Right. It's not, but that's a timing thing. That's not, I was like, oh, did he have like a setback? Good grief. Oh my God. So yeah, Rose is out now too, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a thing.
Oh my goodness.
I'm excited for games, man. Like as much as I'm swimming in work, I do look forward to Saturdays. That's the fun part. Those, however many it is, 13, 14, 15, 16 Saturdays, that's pretty enjoyable for me, and it makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah, it's going to be good. We're going to have a season.
This sport needs games to be played badly. Let's talk about some players. Let's quit talking about, you know, Condoleezza Rice trying to reach out on Stanford's behalf to get into the ACC. Like, come on.
I didn't see that.
That's not a knock on Condi. I just, like, come on. This is insane.
Oh, this is, yeah, it's getting very insane. Oh, my goodness.
Like, it's not a stable sport.
No.
You probably haven't watched the Johnny Manziel doc on Netflix.
No.
Okay. Well, if you ever get around to it, you know, he played at A&M 2012, 2013.
Yeah, I know who he is.
10 years ago, 11 years ago. The way that Mark Emmert, who at the time was the president of the NCAA, and the way that the whole amateurism thing was discussed 10 years ago.
Yep.
Seems like it's like a foreign language.
Mm-hmm.
It's like indecipherable. It's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, the sport is just hurtling towards something. I don't know what that thing is, but it needs to slow. It needs to slow down.
Dude, it's. I don't know if it needs to slow down. I think that people need to reckon with what it is, and we don't have that. People want it to be something that it's not. Like, they want it to be what they thought it used to be. And you can't put toothpaste back in the
tube. That's we're not going back to those days. I'm ready for things to just slow down to the point where we can kind of wrap our arms around.
Sure. It's like wrap our mind around what's going on.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that.
So,
but I think part of that is our own understanding and perception of the whole thing. Like, I here's what I'll say. I feel like I'm in a good spot, personally. Maybe not professionally, because I don't have a job. But personally, like, I've come to reckon with the idea that this is not, like, what it was when I was growing up. And I don't even, and here's the reality. I don't think it shouldn't be. Because when I was growing up, like, 9X Mobile was sponsoring games on TBS. It wasn't a massive industrial complex to, like, put all this stuff through. So I don't think it should go back to anything. And I don't think it should fit into an old box. I think we got to build a different box that it goes into. But it's going to take people working from all directions to put this to build this box. And I think that's the part for me that I'm somewhat inspired by, but also, like, excited to see, because I'm not tied to anything. I don't have a team. I don't have a conference. I don't have anything. All I have is actual football, and for me, that's remained pretty much the same, right, with a handful of innovations. And so when I look at that, I think it's better for a lot of kids. It's also worse for a lot of kids. It's certainly better for the coaches in terms of, I look at those paychecks. It's better for them. So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I know we got another voicemail, don't we?
Yes. Yes, we do.
You want to play that so we can stop, so we can take a break from talking about college football?
260.
There we go.
Hey, guys. This is Logan up in the 260 up in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Fort Wayne.
I want to say, I want to apologize. I felt like I was a little, came across a little harsh. I was trying to be playful. With Felder a few weeks ago, and I didn't mean to get under your skin or anything.
It's all good.
Love the show. Love everything that you guys do. But I also was so excited to hear about Hartsville going up to Michigan. My wife and I honeymooned up there. Nice. I just want to, like, second that northern coast of Michigan is, like, it's an absolute paradise. If you ever get a chance to go on vacation up there, you gotta do it. It's so great. Sleeping Bear Dunes. I think, I don't know if you hit that, Hartsville, but it sounded like you were up in that area, Traverse City. Man, it really is like an amazing, like, it's like the fucking Caribbean in the U.S. Like, it's fantastic.
Hartsville.
If you get a chance to do it, you gotta. I also totally get Felder being like, yeah, I don't really want to go up and vacation in my wife's, like, homeland. That sounds like a chore. But if you get a chance to do it and not to have those family obligations, oh, man, it's killer. Let's grow.
Let's grow. How about that? You got somebody seconding your thoughts on Michigan, Hartsell.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of don't want to talk about it anymore because I don't want anybody else to, like, blow this spot up. But, I mean, just from it was a golf trip, and I'm talking about elite golf. Pinehurst for me is an hour and 15 minutes away. All right, I think I can speak with a little bit of, like, a knowledge base on, like, what makes something elite when it comes to, like, a golf destination. And I'm talking spectacular. First of all, if it's the summer and it's getting down to 59 degrees at night and the high is 82, like, that's perfect.
That's You're perfect. Living your life.
Yo, I mean, I'm okay with the heat. I don't mind 90s. I'm not afraid of it. But just being able to go up there and the lake scene and just looking at it on a map and being like, holy shit, I've never seen a lake that big in my life. And I never will again, honestly. I mean, it's fucking Lake Michigan. I mean, it's a gigantic reservoir of fresh water. So, yeah, I'm all about it. I want to go back, and I'm already trying to rally the guys to be like, yo, what do we need to get, you know, 2024 on the books? Now, I don't want to spend a winter up there. Let's be very clear. I don't want to be up there unless it's from June to August. But, yeah, I was blown away.
Yeah, dude. Listen, Lake Michigan. I've been to Lake Michigan. I lived in Chicago.
Yeah, but I think that's a very different Lake Michigan experience. I know it's a very different Lake Michigan experience than, like, Charlevoix, which is like this town. It's just... it's awesome. I don't know. I mean, it's... yeah, man. I want to go back.
Good. Go back. You going to take your family?
Nah. I just want to ride with my guys, man. I think they'd have fun. I think they'd have... there'd be stuff for them to do.
You wouldn't want to take your family up there?
I would. Sure. But, like, I'd rather play 36 holes of golf a day. And so if I'm doing that, like, I can't... can't do that and spend time with my family. At least not yet. I mean, my kids are into golf, but they're not there.
What if you played 9 and then did some family shit?
I don't want to play 9. Yeah, it could happen. Selfishly, though, I'd rather not.
But here's the thing. Like, I'd rather go to Maine.
Yeah. I think it's very similar. You're just on the coast as opposed to being on the lake.
I'd rather go to Maine. And
I'm looking at these spots up in like Nova Scotia that look amazing.
Oh, dude, guess what? My passports just got here yesterday.
Let's go.
My passports got here yesterday.
Time to crack the seal on that thing.
I saw my mail lady. I thought it was a check from Turner. And
you got excited.
I did get very excited. I was like, yes, give me thousands of dollars. And it was not. It was my passport. And my kid's passport and my wife's passport. And now I have to wait on them to send me back all my other stuff. Like my birth certificate and my social security card.
They will. They'll send it back certified mail. It's coming.
Oh, I know. I know it's coming. But I was talking to my mom. My mom was like, they didn't do that when I got my passport in South Carolina. And I was like, what? How does the State Department work different in different states? I gotcha.
It's fair.
I was like, that doesn't make any sense. So my mom, because she goes to like the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos with my brother and sister-in-law. And so she had to go get her passport. And she was like, yeah, they didn't take all my stuff. And I was like, are you sure? Because the lady told me that they all do this. And I don't, are you sure they didn't take your, are you sure you have a real passport? But I got my passport. We're good to go. I might just start using my passport as my ID.
I mean, you can.
I know I can. But actually, I don't know where my passport is already. It's gone. My wife got them. I looked at it for 1 second. I took a picture of it to send to my family. And then my wife put them somewhere. And she said, I'm irresponsible, and remember you didn't have a birth certificate for 4 years? So, I guess she's in charge of the passports now. Do you know where your birth certificate is?
Yes.
Where?
It's in my file cabinet downstairs. Okay. Got a folder for birth certificates, passports, and social security cards.
Mine is in, I think my birth certificate is at the State Department right now. But then when it gets back, I guess I'm going to put it in my file cabinet. But I lost my birth certificate for a long time. I lost my birth certificate twice. The first time I lost it was when I lived in Charlotte. And it turns out my birth certificate was in a drawer at my mom's house. In a desk that I'd never used. And then I had to use that to get TSA PreCheck. And then, when I had to renew my TSA PreCheck, I couldn't find my birth certificate again.
Mm.
So I had to write a letter to Cumberland County, North Carolina, with a check.
Yeah, reprint.
For them to send me my birth certificate.
Yeah. It was like 10 bucks or something?
Yeah, 10 bucks.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Been there.
Oh, yeah, dude. So, it is what it is. Good grief. All right, folks, we did a show. Server had to hop off. We didn't get to talk to Server about the new gig.
We will.
Yeah, we will. Well, we did talk about him remembering people's faces. Oh, I went to Chuck E. Cheese last week.
Yeah, what'd you think?
It's wild. It's different.
It's not that different. I mean,
it's way different.
They've cleaned it up. It needed to be different.
What are you talking about? They cleaned it up.
The stage and like the figurines and stuff. That was creepy.
They're fine. They were still creepy. My daughter was very scared of them. She was also scared of the Chuck E. Cheese, of the Charles Entertainment cheese that came out to sing happy birthday to the kid whose birthday we went to, Liam.
Yeah.
But there's no ball pit. There's no tunnels. There's no slides.
Correct. It's all video games.
It's all video games with a tap card.
Yep.
And so for the birthday party they had, I think they had 8 kids, tap card, unlimited 2 hours playing games.
Yep.
No tokens.
Nope.
No tickets.
Your kids are leaving like zombies. Yes, no tickets, but the tickets are on the card. So you redeem the card for your ticket. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's like, how will they know that money means anything?
Good point.
Like, are you kidding me? Like, she sees me tap when I go to the store. She's doing the same thing at Chuck E. Cheese. I know that those parents have paid for all of these kids to have unlimited. She has no idea. So when her card stops working, because we go from, because it instantly becomes 7:05 instead of 7 o'clock, she's like, why can't I keep playing? And I'm like, it's over. And then she buys 2 things with her tickets that are plastic. By the way, are your kids good at picking games that get them tickets?
My kids aren't really in it for the tickets. They're in it for like the Jurassic Park shooting game.
Yeah, that's what I discovered too. She did the same thing with like the Haunted Tower or whatever it's called, for like one of these Disney games or something.
Yeah, they're not really into like
Tower of Terror or something.
Or like Papa Shot. Yeah.
Dude, they don't even care about getting tickets.
No, I mean, the video game experience is just like so overwhelming because it's just
immersive.
The lights and the noise.
Because you get into the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like her and one of her little friends were like sitting inside of like a booth, like shooting the ghosts.
Yeah, that sounds right.
When I went to Chuck E. Cheese, I wanted the tickets. Did you not want the tickets when you went?
Well, sure. But, I mean, the video games that we were playing back then, it was like, there was like, I mean, it's Tekken or Street Fighter or Killer Instinct was like as good as it got.
Yeah, and maybe, I did that at the arcade in the mall.
Maybe you were into like a racing game. But, yeah, Chuck E. Cheese was all about the ticket grab for sure.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Like, but now there's no grabbing of tickets because the tickets are just on the thing. Also, I don't even know how to check how many tickets you have.
They have a machine that you can scan the card. It'll tell you how many you have. But
do you have to go to the front for that? Or is that in the
standalone. No, there's a standalone machine.
Okay,
that'll
I just
do
didn't
it.
See it.
It's just, I mean, it's overwhelming, man. Like, I understand why parents are doing birthday parties for their kids there. It's the easy button.
Yeah.
Nobody's coming to your house. There's food. There's drinks.
They
there's
clean.
Entertainment.
I mean, I'm going to tell you this. Our Chuck E. Cheese, the way that they hosted that party, holy shit. It's, I mean, they've really got they've got it buttoned up, ready to rock. Like, it is great.
Yeah, it's turn and burn, because once that's over,
exactly.
They're cleaning the table. There's another party coming in right after you.
Bingo.
How
2 cheese pizzas come out. There's one thing of Kool-Aid, one thing of water.
Mm-hmm.
And their plates are, everything's, are, like, it's, again, you said it perfectly, turn and burn. What were you going
to
ask me?
If you had to describe the mental state of the employees there?
Kind of like hostages.
Yeah, They I don't mean, look like they're having very much fun.
No, and it's well. Here's the thing. I think there's a level of fun that they are having, but it's also like when you have a boss, right? You have a boss that you, when you work at Chuck E. Cheese, you have a boss, and then you have a whole party's worth of little bosses who don't realize they're not the boss. And their parents are like, I don't give a shit, man. I'm talking to this other mom. And so every parent is trying to get their kid to understand how many tickets they have, but you're standing there behind the counter and being like, no, you have 85 tickets. You can't get this. And the parent is like, you have 85. So everything underneath here, you can get. Is that how you do it? Because that's the way that was my go-to answer.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't look at the wall. You didn't get enough tickets for the wall. You got to go here. And yeah. It's all things that I'm going to throw away tonight.
Yeah.
Do you want to save your tickets? Come back later?
Well, we ain't ever coming back, but...
Dude, she said I want to go to Chuck E. Cheese every day. You know what? That's the show, man. I want to go to Chuck E. Cheese every day?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. She got to play video games nonstop for 2 hours, and she didn't have to pay for anything.
Yeah.
And they fed her.
Yeah. She didn't like the pizza, though.
Yeah, I actually thought the pizza's all right.
She, well, did you see the Pasquale sign in there?
Mm-mm.
So you know what Pasquale's is, right?
Yeah, we discussed
the
this.
The ghost kitchen. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I thought the pizza actually slapped pretty hard.
I didn't try any because I was making dinner that night, but like, and she had like two bites and was like, and then when we got home, she had pizza. Like she had pizza that she'd made the day before. But yeah, it was a good time. I got to talk to my buddy, Rebecca. I got to talk to... I need to pull up my spreadsheet. I don't remember her name. I think it's Jennifer. Jennifer, I think, is the mom of the kid. Talked to some other, you know, I talked to Adria, her kid. I think they're going to be in the same class at the elementary school. So we'll see how this all works out, man. Look at that. I got 80% battery after having 12% battery when we started the show. We're in business.
You love to see it.
Look at who's back.
I'm back for the first time.
Yeah. Okay, Ludacris.
Yeah.
Is that record. Ludacris back again for the first time? Yeah.
Back again for the first time. That's the one that's got like
Southern Hospitality.
Yeah, hoes in different area codes.
No. I don't think that's on that one.
Not a word of mouth, is it? I thought that's on back again for the first time.
Let me see.
I have to hop
on. I know we have to go. We have to go.
We know that you have 4 minutes. Is it 4 minutes right now? You're the one that made us move it to 10:30.
That's correct.
No, this is not. This doesn't have area codes on it.
Oh, it doesn't, huh?
It's got Southern Hospitality.
Yeah, Fantasy.
It's got Fantasy and Fat Rabbit.
Yep. You're right. Stick 'em up. You remember Stick 'em up?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, Word of Mouth definitely has area codes. Okay.
Because Word of Mouth is in my 20s.
Right, and Move. Yeah.
Dude, get out the way, bitch.
Ah, yeah, they had this Jermaine Dupri hidden track. Do you remember that? Welcome to Atlanta,
where the players play. Dude, that song was a banger.
Hey, and you had to wait an extra, like, 4 minutes.
Yes, you did, because it was just silence for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I love that.
Yeah, dude.
Move, bitch, get out the way.
The fact that area codes is on it too. Yes, it does. The fact that area codes is on this just reminds me how much I did listen to Ludacris in like 2002, 2003.
Dude, Ludacris is the best. Here's the thing, and we're gonna go. My dad, if he listens to the end, he knows this. My dad used to love It's Saturday, because he used to love going Indicator, where they rob neighbors and the night creep.
Dude, Swiss Beats.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my goodness. Ludacris. And by the way, Southern Hospitality came on during my little whatever mix I have. because, uh-oh, my neighbor's running around in a towel.
What is happening?
I don't know what he's doing. He ran out to his car. He's got a towel on. He's walking around his truck with a towel on. Oh, just saw his butt.
Uh-oh.
Something's not right.
Uh-oh.
He didn't close the door back.
Somebody got caught cheating.
Uh-oh, this is bad. He's going back in the house. He left the door open, though. Oh, you sucker. Oh
dude, your battery's going to be so dead. What an idiot.
Oh, what an idiot. Oh, he's an idiot.
Idiots.
All right, guys. Folks, make sure you leave a review for the show. Mm-hmm. Rate, review, and subscribe. Tell a friend. If you like this show and you like your friend is probably going to like this show. It is time to let Steven Hartzell go.
Hey, I have something to do at 12:32. I just want to make it clear. Like, Hartzell is not in control of us. I have very important things to do at 12:30, okay?
I do too.
We all have important shit to do. Hartzell is trying to make it seem like he's the only one who has anything important to do. We all have things to do.
All right,
just want to make clear.
Let's grow.